It is the holiday season. Giving opportunities abound across our community. We've been talking about a variety of different ways that you can give back locally. Here is a good one. For 20 years, the Estes Hills Elementary School has come together in a food drive, collecting non-perishable food items for Estes Hills families. It's called the Food for Friends Drive. It runs through December 11th. It's been ongoing for a little while now. And joining us now to talk about it is the school social worker at Estes Hills Elementary, Betsy Booth. Betsy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So what is Food for Friends and how big of a drive is it?
Food for Friends is our annual food drive to collect food for our own Estes Hills families over the winter break. And it's a very large drive. We run it for about 2 weeks until December 11th, and then I divide all the food up among the food baskets and distribute it to our families. We usually collect about 2,000 food items, and we also accept monetary donations, which we use for gift cards for non-perishable items for families.
And how many families at Estes Hills Elementary are in need?
That's a hard one to say. We have about 25% of our students who receive free or reduced lunch every day, breakfast or lunch every day. And over the winter break, that means they're home eating three meals a day for 2 weeks. And if families do receive any type of food stamps, they don't get extra during the month of December.
Right.
So it can be a real financial burden on them during that month. When if they do have any additional money around, they would really rather be spending it on some gifts for the holidays. So to help relieve that financial burden, we do the food drive. We usually serve about 35 families. We could do more, but then they would be all receiving less.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make it substantial enough that it really helps a family out during those 2 weeks.
To make it meaningful.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And that's actually a really good point that's really worth hitting and reiterating, the fact that a lot of students, and you mentioned 25%. How many students are at Estes Hills?
Estes Hills has about 500 students.
So that's about 125, if I'm doing the math right.
That
yeah,
sounds
give or
right.
Take. Yeah.
Yep.
Doing the math in my head. About 125 students are getting free and reduced lunch, and they get free and reduced lunch while school is in session,
yeah.
But you talk about spring break, you talk about summer break, and Christmas
winter break.
Yeah. Those students need to be fed, and that burden falls on the parents. We're speaking with Betsy Booth, Estes Hills Elementary School social worker. The Food for Friends drive runs through December 11th, and I know you collect all kinds of different canned foods. Are there any particular items that you're most in need of?
Well, we will accept any non-perishable item that is not out of date.
Okay.
But when people ask that question, I often tell them, buy things that, or donate things that your own children like. If your family likes it, then probably other families do too. Or take a practical approach and think of things like peanut butter, rice, cereal, pasta and spaghetti sauce, things that can make a meal and can feed a whole family are the practical items.
Absolutely. And I've been saying food and you've been saying items. So can people donate anything besides food?
Well, this is a food drive, so generally that's what we accept. I don't like to say canned food or packaged food. It's because, it comes in anything that's non-perishable or what we call shelf stable. So milk is not a good thing, but sometimes they're boxed items or canned items and
mm-hmm.
bagged items. So,
and again, this is a major food drive for Estes Hills Elementary School. More than 100 students there receive free and reduced lunches, so a lot of families in need, and several dozen of them get helped every single year. How can people get involved, whether they're involved in the Estes Hills community, if they've got kids there, or if they don't have kids in the Estes Hills community, how can they get involved?
Well, I do want to say, though, I'm here for Estes Hills. Many of our schools do food drives, and so if you're in a community around a school or you have children at that school, please donate to that. But if you don't and you want to come to Estes Hills, we are conveniently located on Estes Drive. You can just swing into our front entrance, front entrance goes right in front of the office. You can drop off food. I have two large bins in the front hallway that I empty every day as children donate items. So we are willing to take donations from anyone in the community. And we do also take monetary donations. Checks can be written to the Estes Hills PTA, with Food for Friends on the subject line. And then, as I said, we use those to buy gift cards for families so they can buy those perishable items like the milk and the bread and the meat that we can't provide in our food drive.
Which are equally necessary.
Yes.
Yeah. So how do you identify which families receive the donations?
That's always a challenge. But I, as the school social worker, and I have been there 21 years, I do know a great deal about our families. And so I'm aware of those that are in need. I also have families, since it's been around so long, families know about it. And I've already received calls in the last few weeks just asking, am I on the list? Am I going to be able to get some help this year? So we try to help, as I said, as many as we can with the donations we receive.
Do you get help? Are there volunteers that work with you on this?
Yes.
Okay.
I fortunately have a great PTA that has been helping me with parents who come every day who help move the food. And we do this food chain. So every item that a child brings in and donates, they get a link, a construction paper link that they write their name on and then staple together to make the circle and link together all the chain links. And then we hang that down the hallway. So that's kind of our visual representation of the whole community working together on this food drive. And the parent volunteers also help hang those links in the hallway as they come in.
And then the food gets distributed, right, I guess, at the end of the
last week before the break, yes.
Well, how rewarding is that for you?
It's really incredible. Families are just very appreciative. It's, you know, we want this to be a joyous time for everyone. And knowing that your children are going to be home for 2 weeks when you may not be able to provide everything that you want for them can be difficult. And so if we can relieve a little of that burden and free up some energy, time, and money for families to enjoy the break, then we're happy to do that.
Well, again, it's the Food for Friends drive at Estes Hills Elementary School. You can stop by Estes Hills Elementary, drop off canned food donations, non-perishable items, and monetary donations as well. Where can people get more info?
I believe it's on our website, and if it's not, I'm sure that we're putting it on right now. but they can also come to the school. They're on our front sign. It does have the we're advertising the drive and the ending date of December 11th. So we do want to have everything collected by next Friday, so I have time to divide it among the baskets and get it to the families that last week before break.
All right, sounds good. We're speaking with Betsy Booth, Estes Hills Elementary School, and thank you so much for all the work that you do.
Well, thank you very much.